Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But it's not liberal versus conservative. It's not all of these other labels that we put on things. You know what really is going on? There is a spirit of Antichrist, a demonic spirit that is in this world, and it is against Christ. It is against the gospel. For instance, you know, I'm not going to mention names. If you get upset over this and say, well, you're talking against a certain political party, you're the one that put the name on it. I'm just telling you what happens. But did you know there is one political party that is basically anti-Christ? It's against everything that the gospel stands for. And they are very critical of Christians. And yet, at their convention, they will always have somebody pray. They aren't anti-religion. They embrace religion. Religion is actually a tool of the devil. You know, I think, was it Wendell that was making that point yesterday when I was in here? Don? Somebody was talking about religion, and I think maybe it was Don. And I agree 100% that religion is man's attempt towards God. True Christianity is not religion. And so these people will embrace religious people. They will have people pray. They will have the semblance of religion. But you let it come down to talking about Jesus. They might talk about God. They might talk about a higher power. They will say, oh, creator of the universe. Or they will use some kind of phrase. But you know what? When you come right down to talking about Jesus and glorifying Jesus, there is a spirit of Antichrist that is going on. And that is why that people are, you see this division in our world today is because there is a spirit of Antichrist. When people curse, when they get mad, you don't ever hear them, you know, say, well, oh, Buddha or something else. You don't hear them swear by Buddha or Muhammad or anything. You know what? They curse Christ. They curse Jesus. There is a spirit of Antichrist going on, and it disguises itself in politics and in a lot of other things, but really it just boils down to that Satan is at war with God, with everything godly, and Satan doesn't have to turn you 100% against God. Matter of fact, it's actually a slicker deception if he can just pervert it, because that way he can satisfy your sense of that you have to acknowledge God and you have to have some relation with him, but he can pervert it or dilute it to the point that it isn't a saving faith. And so there's people that will recognize, oh yes, Jesus existed. And they're willing to say that he's a great man and that maybe he was a great example of somebody who walked in love, but they aren't willing to make him God. You know, when we built our set for our television back there, we had these people come in who did this for a living. They built Kathy Lee Gifford's Christmas set, and they were very influential people in Hollywood and all of these things. And anyway, as they were building this set, I was talking to them, and I helped them a little bit and did some things. And I just, of course, was telling them about the Lord. I was telling them about all the things God was doing, telling them about the miracles, and I just talking about God. And they were always very kind and polite and stuff, but every time they would refer to the Lord like, oh yes, I believe in a higher power. Oh yes, I believe that there is a supreme being. But you know, I could tell that they didn't have a relationship with Jesus. That's not the way that a person who has been born again and has a relationship with Jesus talks about him. And so I just kept kind of probing and talking, and finally this guy says, you know, I believe in Jesus, and Jesus is the greatest example that the world has ever seen of a godly person, and he was all of these things. But, you know, there's many paths that lead to God. There's many ways of getting to God. I believe that all of these religions, as long as you believe something, you know, God will eventually understand that you were operating in the light that you had. There's many paths that lead to God. And boy, the moment he said that, say, I had him. And I just began to start taking what Jesus said. And there's multiple things. This is real quick, but John 14:6 is real obvious. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. It says over in Acts chapter 4, and I forget the exact verse, but in Acts chapter 4 it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby you must be saved. There is no other way unto God. See, this is a spirit of Antichrist that has risen up in our world today that people are embracing. And I'm not against any religion. But, you know, we were attacked by the Muslims. I'm not against Muslims. Somebody's going to take offense at this. But you know what? It's your offense. I'm not offended and I'm not intending to offend. But I'm saying it was extreme Muslims that attacked this country and caused terrorism. And if that's offensive to you, then you just don't like truth. That's what happened. Amen. And in an effort to make sure that we don't offend them and all of these things, we have given preference to them. We exalt them and do things. And it is very politically incorrect for us to sit there and say, well, no, if you're a Muslim, you cannot go into heaven. That's offensive to people. But that's exactly what Jesus is saying. Muslims are not trusting in a Savior. Every other religion on the face of this earth, they believe that there is a supreme God and they have some sense that we have sinned and come short of what we should, and so we have to receive some type of forgiveness. Every religion has all of those concepts in common. But where true Christianity differs from every religion is that we are the only religion, if you want to use that terminology, the only belief system on the planet that has a Savior. Every other belief system has some way that you have to atone for an angry God to Him. You have to do penance. You have to go kill infidels and then you'll get a guaranteed slot in heaven with 72 virgins. Amen. Or something like this. But there is some penance. And there's even, you know, this is hard for me to say because, again, I don't know exactly where to draw the line. But somewhere there does exist a line that even inside of quote-unquote Christianity, there is a huge, huge amount of Christianity that shares the exact same belief system that we have to atone to an angry God with our works. And they will preach that it's your church attendance and your morality, and you can't dip or cuss or chew or go with those that do, and you have to start doing these things for God to accept you. It's the exact same spirit of Antichrist. Because instead of Jesus being everything, instead of Jesus paying for all of our sins, instead of Jesus reconciling us to God the Father totally on the basis of what He's done, and all we do is receive it, they add to it that you have to, oh yes, you have to have a Savior, but then you also have to live holy and you have to do minimal amount of things before God will accept you. And I'm just picking this number. I don't have any way to verify this, but in my opinion, I believe that the majority of the quote-unquote Christians are not truly born again. They have a spirit of Antichrist. They are trusting in their morality and their goodness and not trusting in a Savior. And I honestly don't have a way to verify that, but you know, these statistics that I read on Monday night, to me, bear that out. Because here's a certain segment of Christianity. I think that there's, in the United States, there's like 65% of the population claims to be Christian. 95% believe in God, but there's like 60-something percent that claim to be Christian. There is about 35-40% that claim to be evangelicals, which are the hardcore Christians, the ones that you really think are probably born again. But when it comes right down to voting, there are people that will sit there and vote for things that are completely opposed to Christianity. They will vote for a spirit of Antichrist. They will vote for things that are against God. And so they will vote based on whether this will pay their prescriptions, whether it will get them money in their pocket, whether they think that it will provide them with something, and they will vote on all kinds of things. So as far as actions go, there's a lot of people that claim Christianity, but if you were to boil it down to actions, there's somewhere around 15 or 20%, what I can understand, in the United States that live a lifestyle consistent with being born again. And I believe a lot of it is because the body of Christ, again, hasn't stood firm on some of these things, and we've compromised. And we have tried to embrace even people within the quote-unquote Christian realm who have different belief systems. And there is room for us to have differences. Like, for instance, over the tribulation period, whether it's pre-rapture, post-rapture, mid-rapture, to me, that's, you know, I'm not a pre, post, or millennialist. I'm a pan-millennialist. I believe it's all going to pan out. Amen. And I don't think that we ought to be arguing over things like that. There is room to embrace people over some things, but one of the things you do not compromise on is that Jesus is the Christ, and that Jesus is the total payment for everything, and that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the Father." I mean, the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That is one thing that we cannot compromise on, and we have compromised on it. You know, there were three main evangelical leaders who were interviewed by Larry King and asked this question: "So are you saying that only born-again Christians go to heaven?" And two out of three of these major leaders, and if I was to mention their names, you'd know who they are, people that probably you love and respect, and I don't doubt a bit that they're born again. But you know what? Because of the political pressure on a secular format, they would not say that. They would say, "Well, you know, God is a merciful God, and we believe that God's going to work all of this out." They would, and only one out of those three said, "Yes, if a person isn't born again, they won't go to heaven." And that person now is fallen from grace and out of the ministry. You know what? Those are some things that we have to stand for. When you hear people talking about, "Well, you know, I believe that we need to be tolerant towards these other religions." Well, we need to be tolerant in the sense that you don't burn them at the stake. I'm not advocating that. I'm not advocating hate and things like that. I believe that we ought to love them and we ought to reach out to them. We've got a lot of things going on through this school and through our ministry that are reaching out to people of other faiths. I'm not against anybody. God loves every last one of us. But I'm telling you that there are certain things that are right and wrong. And it is wrong to say that other people can approach unto God through their own effort. Again, Christianity differs from all religions in the fact that nobody can ever earn God's favor. Jesus paid for our sins, and the only way to ever have your sins forgiven is to have Jesus as your personal Savior. There is no exception to that.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because our helpline is closed due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to our website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.